Health previous page next page promoting the health of children. Promoting the health of children and young people in foster care is very important so that the children can grow into happy, emotionally stable, well-balanced adults. Many children have poor health when they first become looked after, and Sparks Fostering has a duty to promote the health and development of children placed with foster carers. Attention must be paid to both their physical, emotional and mental health. Foster carers must provide a healthy environment, where children's good health and well-being is promoted, their health needs are identified and services are provided to meet their needs. Foster carers, with support from Sparks Fostering staff, health professionals and the child's social worker, are responsible for the day-to-day health of children placed into our care. Specific responsibilities of foster carers should be set out in the child's health plan and the placement plan. Promoting well-being. Key principles of caring for children's health include: children's physical, emotional and social development needs are promoted. Sparks Fostering and its carers always place the well-being of individual children at the center of their practice. All children's achievements are celebrated and appropriately rewarded. To promote children's well-being and motivation, the day-to-day needs are met, such as routine, privacy, personal space and nutritious meals. Children exercise choice in the food that they eat and are able to prepare their own meals and snacks. Within the context of the child's abilities, foster families' decision-making and the limits that a responsible parent would set. Members of the fostering household aim to role model how to live a healthy lifestyle. Children are encouraged to participate in a range of positive activities that contribute to their physical and emotional health. See Sparks Fostering Policy, Leisure. The care and help provided assist the children in our care to develop a positive self-view and to increase their ability to form and sustain attachments and build emotional resilience and a sense of their own identity. The care and help also help them to overcome any previous experiences of neglect and trauma. Delegated authority. Foster carers should receive confirmation of delegated authority either before the child is placed in the fostering home, or at the latest at the placement planning meeting. The signed form should confirm if the child placed has allergies, what medications can be given to the child, if over-the-counter medication can be used, that the child can be registered with a local GP, dentist and optician, if immunizations can be carried out, and any other relevant issues. Sparks Fostering has a template to record delegated authority if the child's social worker doesn't provide the form. Health assessment. The first health assessment should take place and the written report be completed before the child is first placed by the local authority. If this is not reasonably practicable, then the assessment and a written report should certainly be complete before the first review of the child's case. Health assessments should take place at least once every 6 months in the case of children aged under 5, and at least once every 12 months in the case of children aged 5 and over. When a health need is identified, the carer and social worker must be proactive in ensuring that the need is met appropriately and in a timely way. Identified needs and actions taken should be recorded on the child's records. Access to services. Foster carers must make sure that each child is properly registered with a GP, preferably their own prior to being looked after, or if that is not possible, with a local GP. They must make sure that each child sees a dentist regularly, is referred where necessary to an optician and is provided with any aids or equipment required by particular health needs or disability. These responsibilities should be undertaken in conjunction with the child's social worker. All children in our care should have access to local health services when they need them, including specialist services, in conjunction with the responsible authority, when they need these services. Foster carers and agency staff develop effective relationships with health professionals to promote good health. Children who have significant struggles with their emotional and mental health may be referred to CAMHS, Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. CAMHS helps children and young people with their mental health and well-being and is usually provided by a multidisciplinary team of mental health professionals. If there are delays in a referral being accepted by CAMHS, suitable alternatives, or temporary arrangements, should be explored by the child's social worker with the team around the child. Medication and equipment. Children are given medication, support, aids, and equipment needed to manage their health needs. Arrangements for managing medication are safe and effective and promote independence whenever possible. Medicines kept in the foster home are stored safely and are accessible only by those for whom they are intended. When it is required, foster carers are trained in the management and administration of medication. Prescribed medication is only given to the child for whom it was prescribed, and in accordance with the prescription. Children who wish to, and who can safely keep and take their own medication, do so. Where children have specific health issues or conditions, they should be supported to manage them and to avoid any potential embarrassments or difficulties. Whilst children should be supported to keep and administer their own medication, care must be taken to ensure that they are responsible enough to do so, or will be able to do so with adequate support and oversight. Where a child needs additional input to promote their health, foster carers and staff of the fostering service need to work with the social worker to ensure they have proper and immediate access to other medical, psychological or psychiatric support needed. This should be identified by the health assessment and set out in the health plan. Arrangements should be in line with those that any good parent would make, taking account of the individual needs and capacity of the child. Foster carers keep a written record of all medication, treatment and first aid given to children during their placement. Smoking, alcohol and drug use. Any alcohol or tobacco in the home should be stored securely in a locked cabinet, so that children are not able to access them. It is against Spark's fostering policy for a child under the age of 5 to be placed in a home where a member of the household smokes cigarettes or vapes. Further information about smoking in the foster home is provided in the Safer Care policy. If a young person has drunk alcohol, smoked tobacco, or used any substances, their health must be monitored until they are fully recovered. They should be offered plenty of water or other fluids. 111 should be called if there is any uncertainty about the young person's health, and 999 should be called if there are serious concerns about the child's health. Greater precautions should be used for young children and/or children with additional needs. A comprehensive write-up of the incidents will be required for the child's records. The child's social worker and supervising social worker are notified, by the foster carer and/or supervising social worker, on every occasion that a child smokes, drinks alcohol or uses alcohol. The child's plans are amended to put appropriate safety plans in place to support the child. Personal, social, health and economic, PHSE, education. Children and young people receive PHSE education at school and foster carers may be required to further explain the topic to children when at home. Foster carers are expected to attend any workshops or information sharing sessions that are offered by the child's school, and to read any supplementary information provided by the school. Further support can be provided by the child's social worker and/or the Spark's fostering social worker. See Education Policy for further information. First aid. All staff and foster carers are expected to read through the first aid information provided by the NHS on their website. Click here for access. Staff and foster carers are also encouraged to attend face-to-face pediatric first aid training, which can be arranged through St. John's Ambulance. The fee is reimbursed by Spark's Fostering. Empowering children and young people. Children are supported to understand their health needs, how to maintain a healthy lifestyle and to make informed decisions about their own health. Children's wishes and feelings are sought and taken into account in their health care, according to their understanding, and foster carers advocate on behalf of children. Foster carers are mindful of supporting the children to develop their independence so that they are able to make good choices after they leave the placement as young adults. Recording health updates. It is crucial to the role of foster carers that any use of medication and any health problems, and support provided, are recorded on the child's records. Foster carers should also carefully review this policy and record any relevant information and actions outlined within it. Additional resources, optional. Brain development. Our brains develop from before birth and into adulthood, Siegel and Bryson, 2012. But there are key, sensitive periods, during early childhood and adolescence where children and young people's brains are more affected by positive or negative experiences, Shonkoff et al., 2008. What happens in a child or young person's life during these periods can have a significant effect on their brain development. Read more on the NSPCC website. Continence issues. All children develop differently. Some may achieve bladder and or bowel continence quickly, while others might find it more challenging to develop the skills they need. Read more on the NSPCC website. Interactive tool teaching how to speak with men struggling with emotional health. List of self-care activities. Mini Minds Matter. Video interaction guidance, VIG. VIG is a brief, evidence-based intervention that helps two people in any sort of relationship to build their bond and understanding of each other. By using a strengths-based and experiential approach, VIG can enhance carers' confidence in their skills. VIG promotes sensitivity, attunement and mentalization in relationships. VIG uses real footage of a carer and child interacting together to look closely at what is going well. After analyzing together what is already working, the practitioner will help the carer to apply these strengths and ideas to other areas which may be more challenging for the carer and child. Over 3 or 4 sessions, the carer is encouraged to make changes and review how this is helping them work towards their goals. Children and young people's sexual health. Brooke has a range of publications which may be helpful in supporting young people with their relationships and sexual health. Fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, FASD. Fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, FASD, are linked to poor impulse control, difficulties with emotional regulation, issues in retrieving and storing information, issues in receptive language, poor auditory functioning, and specific facial features, in around 10% of cases. Read this short article by the National Association of Fostering Providers to learn more. Also, see further information on the FASD Network website.